Good afternoon. Happy Thursday. My name is Megan Tackett. I am a reporter for Soper Sun, and you are listening to Everything Under the Sun, our little half-hour weekly news show we do here on KDNK on Thursdays. And today I am very excited. It's a bit of a party in the studio. I am joined by four guests today. Andrea Stewart of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Say hi to the people, right? Wes Boyd of CARE.
Hey, everybody.
And Kathy, I'm so sorry. I didn't catch your last name before we started, but I'm joined by Kathy.
Carlo. Hello.
Carlo. And of course, Aisha Wendell from No Man's Land Film Festival.
Hey.
So lots going on in Carbondale. I'm happy to say that I feel like it's not an exception to the rule. It is the rule. There's always something cool happening. But right now we have a lot to get into. And I'm going to start with Wes, because I know that you are kind of in headless chicken mode as well as me these days. So let's talk about what's happening on September 15th.
Thanks, Megan. I am running in circles this week. Our annual fundraiser, Dress to the Canines, is Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Carbondale Rec Center. It's a really amazing event. Usually draws about 300 to 325 guests.
Wow.
We always have a great silent auction, some wonderful food, a cocktail from Marble Distilling, beer from Glenwood Brew Pub, wine, champagne. We feature this amazing live fundraising session with Jim Calloway that gets everybody laughing and crying at the same time. It's really a great event. We are so excited to host about 10 adoptable pets this year. They'll all be mingling with the crowd and appearing on stage.
Now, are they going to be dressed to the canines?
They are going to be dressed in their black ties, but Ooh. It is it's very subtle this year. The
Excellent.
Dogs are sporting their fall coats.
I may need to be talking to you, see if you've got like a dog bow tie guy. My dog bow tie guy fell through for my wedding, and I am in search for a lavender bow tie for Sundance. So.
I am your man.
Excellent. Let's talk. So this is obviously not the first Dress to the Canines.
Nope. With its current name, Dress to the Canines, we've been holding this event for 8 years now.
Fantastic. And yeah. This is sort of CARE's flagship fundraiser, right?
It is. It's our one big fundraiser of the year that isn't about sending dogs home that day, but hopefully mm-hmm. just raising awareness. We are also fundraising for a great program called the Thumper Fund, and that provides medical care for all of our shelter dogs and cats. We all have a huge investment in that, and it's one of the things that really makes our shelter unique. We're able to say yes to almost every animal in need and know that money is no object when it comes to their health.
Absolutely. And that's music to this pet parent's ears anyway. I think CARE is unique in a lot of ways. I was really kudos to you guys for what you were able to do during the Lake Christine fire with the evacuated pets. That was very cool.
So, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So is this a sold out event, or is there opportunity for people to still make it?
We have sold many tickets, but we are not sold out. Tickets are still available online, coloradoanimalrescue.org.
Fantastic.
Yeah, or if anybody's in the neighborhood of the rec center and just wants to stop by, swing on in and pay at the door.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be my very first Dress to the Canines. And my mom's in town for the wedding, so we're both going to get to go. And I just spoke with Kathy about Guinness the Cat and that book publishing. So that'll be another very cool thing that's happening.
Yeah, we're so excited to have Kathy there. She's been working on this project for a long time. It's an amazing children's book, and it's the story of a CARE cat. So she will be there signing books. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Teaser for all of our listeners. Stay tuned till next week's paper for that feature. Well, Wes, thank you so much for joining us and kind of getting the word out. Is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know about CARE before you run off and continue with your plans?
Just that we always welcome visitors. Please come up, walk the dogs, and visit with the cats in the cat room. We have a beautiful spot up near CMC Spring Valley, and we'd love to see you there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Go. I know you have silent auction things to
collect. I'm off and running. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you,
Wes. Have a great day.
Likewise. So yes, Dress to the Canines. Tickets are still available. That is going to be September the 15th. Take care of the four-legged Carbondalians and Valley residents as well. Andrea, Speaking of events that are happening sooner than later, you've got, the Chamber anyway, is hosting a whole business confluence on Wednesday, the 19th, correct?
Correct. Yes, it is around the corner. So the Carbondale Chamber Business Confluence kicks off on Wednesday, September 19th from 3:30 to 7 p.m. at the 3rd Street Center. We will be in Community Hall, formerly known as the gym.
Fantastic. And for people who aren't familiar, what exactly entails a confluence?
Yes, so we're so excited. We rebranded this year. It's our annual business conference, but this year we really rebranded to do a confluence and really bringing business together. So we kick off the event with conversation streams, which are 4 20-minute TED Talk style presentations. Super excited about that. We have the state of the community. So we'll have Garfield County as well as the town of Carbondale representing and talking about just the state of the community. And then we go right into housing and population demographics. We actually have one of the economists with the state demography office joining us.
Oh, wow.
We're really excited about that. And then we also have the Roaring Fork State of Health at the intersection of wellness and economics. And that will be presented by Mountain Family Health. And then Changing Tides in the Workplace. I'm really excited about this. Patrick Kelly with Change Point Consulting on the Front Range will actually be speaking about working with different age demographics. And then I will close out the event talking about being a millennial working in the workforce. So we go right from there into interactive business after hours, and we'll have a lot of fun. Roaring Fork High School Jazz Band will be performing.
Oh,
and
yay.
Lots of activities.
Those guys are good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. They're awesome.
I'm really excited about some of the topics you just kind of breezed through. It sounds like this is going to be a very cool thing, not just for, you know, if you're a business proprietor, but if you're just a resident. You know, there's a lot of businesses right now that are struggling, specifically that I know of in the restaurant industry, are struggling to find staffing, and a lot of the fingers that are being pointed behind the scenes is to the lack of affordable housing. So it sounds like, you know, you're talking about housing, you're talking about healthcare in an expensive zip code or collection of zip codes, as the case may be. How did you curate some of those conversations and speakers?
Yes, thank you for asking. It was a lot of kind of behind the scenes work. So we did a big survey out to the community and our members and just said, what do you want to hear about? Do you want an afternoon or a morning of really targeted education, or would you rather have updates on all things that are affecting not only Carbondale, but the Valley and the state? And that's really where we landed. So it was really fun just kind of going through and whittling down into these four topics and speakers.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So is this just sort of an open house, you know, walk-in kind of situation, or are there tickets where people should register online? How does somebody interested find themselves in the Callaway room?
Yes.
So, or at the gym, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It is a ticketed event. Tickets can be found on Carbondale.com. They can also call the chamber at 963-1890, or of course walk into our office, which is also in the 3rd Street Center, or day of, they're welcome to join. So we do just ask that they purchase a ticket, but it includes not only this updates and the education, and then also the kind of networking and interactive aspect at the end of the evening.
Sure. No, that's great. I personally love seeing things like this, especially when you talk about a chamber of commerce. I think sometimes in a lot of other communities, chambers are these esoteric entities, but nobody really knows what they're doing in town. And there's a lot that goes into organizing something like this.
There really is. And I'll be completely honest, when I went in for the job interview 10 years ago at the chamber, starting as the tourism coordinator, I definitely had to look up in the dictionary what a chamber of commerce was. But we're all things community. I mean, we'll have people that will look up our phone number to call us to get another phone number. And so mm-hmm. We really are out there marketing and promoting and really cheering on our businesses. And this is one way, you know, this is the only event that we do throughout the year that's specific for us that raises funds just to go right back into our programming. And so it's about a 6-month planning process to put this event on. Wow. But it's so worth it in the end just to be able to offer this platform and a resource for our members.
Yeah, absolutely. And an opportunity for, you know, we're wonderfully fortunate in the acumen of speakers available to us immediately in our community. But this offers an opportunity to hear from kind of broader other areas as well, it sounds like.
Yeah, so we'll really be touching on not only local aspects, but regional and then statewide, which again, I think, as you mentioned with, you know, housing, employment, all of those things really affect us on all three of those levels.
Yeah. No, well, thank you so much. I'll ask you the same follow-up. Anything I didn't ask that you wish I had that the listeners should know about?
No, we're just encouraging people to come out. And if you're not a member of the Carbondale Chamber, you're still more than welcome to come. Again, it's a great opportunity for the community just to listen and hear these great updates. 3:30 to 7 on Wednesday the 19th, and tickets are still available.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Andrea, you are more than welcome to hang out and continue on with the conversation. We're going to dive into some lady-centric topics, and your voice is always appreciated. But if you do have to skedaddle, my feelings aren't hurt either. I know everybody in this room is very busy, so I appreciate your time and joining us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect. Very quickly, before I pivot, because I have a feeling this is going to take up probably the bulk of the show here, I just want our listeners to know that this is KD&K, commercial-free since 1983. Ooh, that rhymes. I like it. And underwriting on KD&K is an effective way to market your business. Reach your friends and neighbors in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond with KD&K's reasonable underwriting packages. Email Greg at kdnk.org. Yay. So Aisha and Kathy, thank you so, so much for joining today. I really appreciate it. I don't even know. The paper just hit the streets today. Have you guys had a chance to read the feature this week yet?
I have not. No, but I'm excellent. I'm so excited. I'm sure that you did us justice, and I can't wait to read.
I hope so. But this way, in case I didn't, I can't get yelled at on air. That's great. Well, thank you so much. And this is your fourth year here with your flagship event in Carbondale. And it's bigger and better than ever, is my understanding.
It is, yeah. So our first 2 years, we were at the Carbondale Community School in the central space, which is, it's not even really a room. You know, it's a negative space in between rooms. And it was a lovely space. And I'm from Carbondale, so that was where I went to school and where my mom taught. So it was convenient. And they donated the space and we had people laying on the floor. My mom was taking tickets. My dad was flipping burgers. And it was very homegrown. So now to be working with the Crystal Theater and our other venue is Steve Guitars is amazing. And as a Carbondale girl, I really feel like I made it. I hit the jackpot.
Yeah, you just listed all of my favorite venues in the area. Absolutely. And, you know, you're having your flagship event here in Carbondale, which we will definitely dive into, but you, the festival, are no longer limited to Carbondale. In fact, Kathy, isn't that sort of your role is bringing the festival elsewhere?
Yeah, so I'm the tour manager and event coordinator for No Man's Land. And for me, it's just really serendipitous because I first met Aisha at her second flagship festival here in Carbondale. And so to come back for our fourth year and just see how it's grown has been amazing.
That's so great. I love that. So talking about how it's grown, right? So I know, Aisha, when you and I kind of spoke for the article, you spoke a bit as a Carbondale girl growing up going to Five Point and not even fully recognizing, oh, wait, there really wasn't any representation of a female until there was. And then all of a sudden there's that stark difference, right? And now you've since cultivated this entire thing, which congratulations. But this this weekend in particular, it's more than just films, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So, and I think this is something that I told you when we sat down for the article is I spend and our team spends an entire year putting together this epic film program. And this was the issue we had the first 2 years. So you pour your heart and soul into it. And we are so mission driven. And then you close everyone in a room, you turn off the lights and you show them your baby and then they walk away and you say, I hope this did something. I hope this had an impact. I hope this left you thinking, or maybe you have questions, or what more do you want? And so this is our attempt to really take everything from the big screen and bring that into real life. So we have some of our guest speakers are featured in the films. We have a whole host of people that I think really fill out really our larger mission of defining or of really just showing what it means to be a woman in the outdoors.
Absolutely. Kathy, were you going to add something? Well, and I loved when I really was diving into the schedule and really looking at some of those workshops, right? Like, I'm enough of a nerd that I love the esoteric, philosophical, you know, really highbrow ivory tower talks. What does it mean to be a woman, right? Mm-hmm. But I also really dig that if I wanted to go to a workshop and learn how to beatbox, I can
right?
do that.
You could. And I'm so excited about that one because it came on somewhat last minute. So, and it's it's a long story. But basically, Becca, so we have a female filmmaker grant, which is really awarded to anyone who identifies as a woman and is interested in making a film. And she won last year. She won one of our grants and then created this film. And the film is a music video. And she beatboxed. It's called Hip Hop Gone Wild. It's showing every single night at the festival. And then she gets in touch and she says, you know, I'd really like to do something at the event. And this was less than a week ago. And we're like, wow, okay, great, we're going to do it. And so she starts spitballing what she wants to do. And she's like, I want to do a beatbox workshop in a freestyle circle. And we're like, okay, that's really great. But what's going to be the culmination? Again, like, how are we going to bring this all together? And Saturday night, we're having a live performance by Alexis Krauss, who's the lead singer of Sleigh Bells, and she's doing a solo DJ set. And we call up Alexis and we say, Alexis, would you perform the song in the music video, Hip Hop Gone Wild, with Becca live at the festival? And she agreed. And I mean, just to see it all come full circle, it's mind blowing.
Breaking news. You heard it first on KDMK. It's awesome. I love that. And I mean, and it's that kind of energy that we're really celebrating. It doesn't have to be this really heavy conversation. It can be lighthearted and heavy and everything that goes into what it means to be a woman and also what it means to be playing with this backyard of ours. Because some of the films you're featuring are no joke. I'm looking at ice climbing in Michigan. I'm from Ohio. I'm like suddenly, oh my gosh, I'm a Midwesterner and I'm not an ice climber. Did I like miss out on an opportunity? So that's wonderful. How, and you yourself are quite the outdoor activity woman. You haven't read the article yet, but I also call you an activist, even though you didn't use the word yourself. And you co-own Rag and Mountain Sports. You grew up in Carbondale. Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, you do grow up with Five Point, but like you've aptly said, there really wasn't a lot of representation 4 years ago, certainly not when you first started this. How do you find your curation inspiration?
That's a great question. And so it's really evolved. And I also want to say Five Point, their representation has gotten so much better from Absolutely. When I started the film festival. kudos to them. And when I first started No Man's Land, I did not get a pick. I looked for 2 years for content and I came up with 3 hours, which is an inappropriate length for a film festival, which I didn't know. But that was, so at first we had no choice. And as we've grown, we're really trying to represent the larger conversations that is happening in the outdoor industry. And so if we can't capture that in film, then we try and capture that with our guest speakers who come.
Absolutely.
And I think that just having the guest speakers come out to the event and be there and have everyone show up in one room and they tell their story, like Yaisha was saying, it creates a tangible experience for everybody. You know, they can walk away with, you know, more than just coming out and seeing the films, you know.
Oh, I totally agree. And I personally love the increased accessibility that allows. Because you have such a mission of inclusion, right? People can not only have the moment of seeing somebody on the big screen with whom they can relate, but then they might have the opportunity to actually speak with that person later. Mm-hmm. So I really can't overstate how much I personally appreciate what you all have brought to the area. So thank you for that. And along those lines, I got so excited and I learned so much about it when I was writing the article, but I want you guys to tell us, you know, who are some of the speakers and from what backgrounds will they be representing during the weekend?
Oh, well, this year we decided to really diversify our panels. We do have a lot of athletes, which I think is really important. I think it's important for people to come out and not just see the films, see them, you know, performing in the films, but also in real life. And this year we have a ton of entrepreneurs from local and some non-local businesses.
And some of the ones that I'm really excited about this year that we have yet to adequately capture in film are members of the LGBTQ community, which I think is a conversation that has been on the rise for decades and more so in the outdoor industry in the last couple of years. So we have a gal from Alpenglow, which everyone should definitely look up. And it's an amazing resource. And And I'm definitely guilty of, I am a cis straight woman. And so there's a lot of verbiage I don't understand. And her website in particular has been instrumental in understanding that. And so she'll be speaking on our entrepreneur panel. And we have a couple other guests that fill that niche who are sprinkled throughout our panels this year, which I'm really excited about because I love our panels because I always learn a lot.
Yeah, I bet. Kathy, anything to add about that?
Well, just to touch on that, I mean, you know, this year we also started something called the Ignorance Project, which is, you know, basically how we can help educate people who don't come out to our film festival.
No, I'm so glad you brought that up because that was something that always a slave to word count. I wasn't able to really include in the article. And also, I personally wanted to learn more about, you know, the focus was obviously, hey, here's this festival that's happening. But there is so much more that your organization offers, like the Ignorance Project. So can you kind of educate me and our listeners a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, so basically it was born from a lot of time Kathy and I sitting on our own and being like, I don't think we're saying this right. I don't know if we're doing this right. And when you bounce back and forth and you have a somewhat of a similar perspective, eventually you get stuck at a standstill. So we decided that we were going to take a month. And the goal is to do it every single month of the year. Just with funding right now, we were able to do January and then we'll pick up again in probably a month or two. I can't even think about it right now, but I'm sure it'll be in a month or two. And our first month was on intersectionality and what that meant, because that was a topic that was in the news and you're seeing it everywhere. And I will be the first to admit that I had no idea what that meant. And we worked with a gal who that is her specific focus. So to be able to have a safe space to ask all of the questions that we think are ignorant and then share that with the world through the website was pretty impactful. And it was impactful for me. And we got some really, really great feedback because I'm happy to ask the questions for someone else. And it would be a shame to see the conversation not go anywhere and progress not be made because people are too scared to ask the questions.
Absolutely. I don't think there's ever been a question ever asked that somebody else wasn't also thinking, you know? So, no, that's great. That's great. Turning it back into what's happening this weekend, because as you said, you can't even think about other things right now. You just finished up the Pitch Fest this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were able to attend. Anything promising come out of that?
Yes. Yeah. So, we had two people who were able to make it. So what happens every year is we put out a big call and we say you can win two $2,500 grants, two different individuals. And then we offer them support through the year. Not enough support and not enough money, but we're working on that. But this is seed money to start a project, then hopefully premiere next year, which Becca did this year, the beatboxing film. So we had 10 finalists, and originally we were going to have about six people pitch in person, and then for various reasons, I mean, we're working with athletes, so one gal calls, and she's like, I got booked on a trip to France, like, I can't come.
What a wonderful reason to have
right? Yes, yeah, so you can't really feel bad, but so Kathy and I will spend late night tonight watching those presentations, but we did have two wonderful women present today, and it's so exciting. It's one thing to read the applications on paper and then to see them in person, and especially in the world that we're in, we spend a lot of time in feeling like we're in a space of lacking, you know, there's lacking representation and we're really trying to combat that, and then to see just this group of women show up and really make an effort to change the industry and change the face of the film world is incredibly inspiring.
Very inspiring. I think I told you when we were chatting, one of my dearest friends in the world lives out in LA and is a screenwriter and is making her foray into directing. And every time I go out and see her, she's a little bit more disgruntled about the fact that she's so often the only woman in the room. And she's a white, beautiful blonde white woman, looks like she could have walked off of a Game of Thrones set or something, right? And you talk about intersectionality, right? Like the broader an audience that we can make accessible. Again, I always come back to that word. I just think the better. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. I'm excited to see what comes of it, and you get to keep growing the mission and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
As for the weekend, because Thursdays and Sunday, I know tickets were a little less expensive just because they're shorter days. So Friday and Saturday tends to be the big meat and potatoes, says the vegetarian, of the event. Can you kind of give our listeners a sneak peek?
So this morning, or this weekend, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, we'll have coffee and yoga starting off every morning, just to get everybody together and get them excited, and they'll get to know each other a little bit.
And that's at the 4th Street Plaza, right?
Yes, correct.
At 8 o'clock.
Oh, goodness. I loved everything about that except for the 8 a.m.
There's coffee. There's going to be coffee. And then following that, we have from 10 a.m. until 1:30, we'll be having meetups and workshops. The workshops will be held on Saturday only. But that's a way for all of these women to come together. And like we were talking about, you know, seeing something a little bit more tangible, right? And we're going to have climbing meetups, a rafting meetup, hikes, some lady-driven hikes, and cycling from a local sponsor.
Yeah, we're working with Sacred Cycles to lead mountain bike rides. And then this gal, Taz, and I'm totally blanking on the name of her organization, but she's going to lead a mechanic workshop on Saturday. So they'll lead a ride on Friday and then a mechanic workshop on Saturday. And just the basics of how to change a flat tire, like just basic maintenance that can make the difference between someone going out and riding or not.
Yeah. And we think that these meetups are really important because, one, they're fun, but also I think that it shows everybody that, you know, you don't have to rely on a male partner to take you out and go do these things. I think that it really helps elevate people from the supporting roles into, you know, leading ones.
Definitely. I think that was very well put.
Thank you.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left. Anything else that, again, I should have asked, but didn't come up in conversation, that you definitely want readers to know about the No Man's Land Film Festival?
I really hope that people take the time to go onto the website and see. I mean, obviously, I love all of our additional programming to the film festival, but for this event in particular, I really, really hope that people go through our guest speakers, read their bios, and consider showing up. Because it's the reason we priced the tickets the way that they did, and it makes me uncomfortable to no end. I wish that I could give tickets for free because accessibility is our name, but at some point we have to eat. And so the $35 tickets on Friday and Saturday, they get you access to yoga, to coffee, like Kathy said, to the meetups, which will be amazing. Sarah Tingey, who runs Alpaca Packraft, is a woman-driven packraft company and one of the best in the world, the best. And so she'll be leading a meetup. And then following that, then there's guest speakers. So it's a full packed day, and I guarantee it'll leave you wanting more. And then you can sit down, you can watch films and take it all in.
That's great. And there's some of those workshops are including not just, you know, conversations, but also like there's a photography workshop, right?
Yeah, and we have a free adventure photography workshop and a free digital art workshop, and the culmination of the digital art workshop will be one cohesive piece. So you'll sit down with everyone in your group, you all draw, and then Brooklyn, the gal that's guiding it, will put together this final piece, and she is our featured artist for No Man's Land this year.
Yay.
And so we will have that displayed on our website as well.
Oh, that's so great. Well, I know, especially with our beautiful backyard there and the artistic vibe that is Carbondale, there are an awful lot of very talented photographers out there listening, and designers, so hopefully that they'll be able to gain something from some of those workshops. And thank you, ladies, both so much. I really appreciate everything that you're bringing to town, and you're taking the time to come in and chat with us about it. So
thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, of course. I am Megan Tackett. You were just listening to the No Man's Land Film Festival, some of the women behind that all women festival that is happening this weekend in Carbondale. So go check it out. Pick up a newspaper if you haven't yet. It's got all the relevant links you could need. And it is already 4:29. So I am going to gracefully bow out. Thanks so much for listening.